Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men again. Thank you again for tuning in. I'm going to make this video short and sweet because some of the best things in life come in really small packages. And sometimes that sounds like truth. I've been talking lately about magic and what is magic in a man's life and how do you create magic? It's a woo-woo word, right? Magic. What is magic? We know what magic is not. Sometimes it helps to think of what is the opposite to get a definition. What's the opposite of magic? The opposite of magic in a man's life is tromping through daily life, not knowing who you are, putting up with things and places and habits, employers, putting up with kids, putting up with partners who keep crossing boundaries that you somehow keep allowing them to cross. The opposite of magic is living in an uninspired life and waking up every morning as if it was Monday, hating life. That's not magic. It's not magic when you feel like you're angry and you have to retaliate or react to everything that triggers you. Living in this feeling of stress and upset is not magic. And that's an unhappily married man mode, I call it. The unhappily married man is the guy who has no magic in his life because he's waiting for stuff to come into it. In the meanwhile, he's tromping through society's prescription for how to live a life. Go to work, get a paycheck, pay the bills, keep everyone happy. Don't piss anyone off, go along to get along, and that's good enough. And you should be happy, by golly. Your needs are not as important as making sure you meet everybody else's needs. Well, I'm here to tell you that is not magic. Magic is the opposite of that, and understanding you do have the responsibility and ownership for creating more magic in your life. It's more confidence in what you want. It's admitting that you're a passionate, vulnerable man who loves watching movies that are powerfully moving. You like deep, heavy conversations with other men, and you like to use your intellect and your emotional intelligence to connect more deeply and spiritually. You like to take bold risks and do things that make you feel alive and get that lump in your throat. When I was younger, I knew that's what alive meant, but I spent decades in the body of the unhappily married man thinking that all those things that are magic are not real. They're not normal. I don't deserve those. And what I want to tell you in this short, sweet video, that magic is when you decide that is bullshit, that you have the right to create the magic you want in your life. You get to declare who you are and what you want, what you stand for, the boundaries, and you get to stand up and against anything and anyone who tries to stand in your way. You don't need to be a big dick doing it. You don't need to be arrogant. You don't need to be controlling. But one thing magic is believing that you have in you what it takes to get what you want and be who you want to be without tromping on everyone else. And so that's what we do at Good Guys to Great Men. We make sure that you stop making excuses for living the life of an unhappily married man, and you start thinking in ways that empower you to become the man you want to be, make bold decisions, and take the risk of pissing people off, take the risk of failure, take the risk so you can fail and get up and do it all over again. That is magic. That's what living out loud means to me. What does it mean to you? I hope you stay with us and in this community so you can keep working on that mindset.